Welcome to the Essential Shift Podcast. My name is Laetitia Andrac. If you're a mission-driven entrepreneur looking to grow your soul-aligned business by blending strategy, practical tips, and spiritual wisdom, you're in the right place. Enjoy these conversations about the art of mastering essential shifts in all areas of business and life. Open your heart and mind to all the possibilities that are waiting for you. Welcome to a new episode of the Essential Shift Podcast, episode 130, and we're going to talk today about embodying intuitive selling. And I'm going to take you behind the scene of the recent launch that I did, the live launch that I did for my course, Intuitive Selling. And I'm taking you behind the scene, debriefing you about my launch, which is something that I usually only offer within my mastermind, the Goddess Embodiment Sisterhood, and with my private clients, showing you under the hood of what's happening. And I am weirdly uncomfortable because it takes courage and vulnerability to share with you what happened, what worked, what didn't work, and all of that. But first of all, let me set a bit of context with my own path through selling. For a long time, I have struggled with finding my own way of selling. And I have been trained in one of the best business schools in the world around tactics and sales practices that were not feeling aligned with me. So I tended to not follow them. And the same thing with selling when I was working in Orange store, when I was a student in that business school, I would do a different way of selling than the ways that I was taught. But this was easier because it was working for someone else. So when I started my own business, Essential Shift, and started selling online courses, I went through the rabbit hole that maybe some of you can relate to, which is going down the rabbit hole of what I called out through my campaign about intuitive selling being in and bro marketing being out and manipulative selling being out. I have been personally manipulated and bought some courses about how to launch courses following those recipe. And I am guilty for my first launch in business in Essential Shift of having this approach of aggressive email marketing, hard sell tactics, fair scarcity claim. And it felt so inauthentic and so misaligned with my value. And now that I'm nearly celebrating the 3 years of running Essential Shift was incorporated on the 30th of June in 2021, which is something interesting as Zoe is born on the 30th of June as well, a few years before. But sorry, I'm going on a tangent. That's how my brain works, as you know. But this is, I went through that journey and it took me a few years to find my own voice and my own authentic way of selling. For a long time, after the first launch that I did, following someone else's recipe, following someone else's way of selling, I needed to find again my own way of selling, which I had done for years when I was in consulting and before that when I was selling at that shop, Orange shop, during my study and all of that. I was a very good seller. So even though I'm teaching you now the principle of intuitive selling and I embodied it during this launch of intuitive selling and all my launches for the last few years, I have had a moment of doubt. I have had a moment of needing to unlearn the hustle harder mentality and having this way of selling that was inauthentic initially. So I have a lot of empathy for you if you're turning up today and you're like, oh my gosh, is it possible to even sell intuitively? Is it possible to even sell in different ways? I am telling you yes, and that's why I'm showing you the debrief of what happened during this intuitive selling. And I really feel like I have embodied my teaching during this launch, fully embodied it, and valued empathy, ethics, genuine service. And this is a major milestone for me because it's the first time that I know in my whole heart and body that I have done it in the perfect way. It's a giant leap for me towards practicing what I preach. So may this launch serve as a real case study for you to know that it's working. Intuitive selling is working. And I will reflect on this podcast episode about what didn't work as well and what worked. Today, I will really provide you an honest and raw debrief of what worked and what didn't and the lessons learned through the process. So when you listen to this episode, you will gain insight into the specific of intuitive selling strategies that I employed during this launch and that you can employ straight away. I will just focus on a few examples because then, of course, if I give you all the things, it's going to be a bit overwhelming for you. And then you'll learn how embodying the core principles of intuitive selling, like empathy, authenticity, connecting with your heart, value creation, can lead to a more ethical, sustainable, and ultimately successful launches. And by the end, you will have a clear understanding of how to put intuitive selling into practice for your own launches. So let's start with the first element, my launch overview of intuitive selling and some of the results. So I decided to launch intuitive selling in the right time. I knew that at the approach of the end of the financial year, people have a pain point around selling. So that's something that you can start doing, which is tuning in and knowing through. Remember, intuition is based on your experiences, your subconscious, your emotions, and your perceptions. So I am my own ideal customer avatar. And I know through my own experience that in the months of May, April and May, I am reflecting towards the end of the financial year. And I'm like, how am I tracking with my intention for the year, with my goal, with where I am and where is my pain point? And often it is around selling. So that's why I knew through my experience, which is then expressed through my intuition, that I needed to do this launch now. Last year, when I ran this course, it was in the month of August, and it was not the best time to do it because it was the beginning of the new financial year. So this time I was like, okay, it's time to do it. And on top of that, we are under Taurus season, which is a season of prosperity and abundance and material results. So people will be focused on the results. So that's something for you to know, is a time that when you launch your course and tuning in with your intuition, which is based on your experiences, as I say. So if you have experiences launching and you can look back at the results and all that, you can then see patterns and know when to launch. The second thing that I did for this launch was going full on with a campaign that may be something that people dislike, where I called out the bro marketing and the manipulative selling technique to explain how intuitive selling was in and all of those things were outdated and were out. And this really created a momentum, a thought leadership, an authority around this. So that's something for you to take on. What can you do? What can you express as your core idea, as your core point of view? That's maybe something that is controversial, maybe something that is going against the grind, but that's what you're going to call out and that's what you're going to be known for. And I have recommended this to a few clients since testing it for my last campaign around astrology and this time for intuitive selling and the previous one for my book. I know it works to step up. And maybe some people will not like what I have to say, but those who like what I have to say are more likely to connect intentionally with my offering and with what I have to say. So finding a creative authority campaign really worked. So that's the second element of this launch that stand out in terms of results. Then the third element that stand out is a conversion rate. I add a conversion rate of 41%. From those who signed up to the workshop, who then attended the course. It is a very high conversion rate percentage. When usually for course creator, it's about 1-2% conversion rate. And the higher you would see is 3%. But this is when people are only looking at cold audiences. Whereas for me, what I do and what I teach in intuitive selling and what I've seen during this as a standout results is in this course, right now we have 20 people enrolled, 3 are alumni, which means we have this loyalty that is very strong. People are coming back to learn again, practice again, do it again. So that's where, if you are only focusing, which is something I teach in intuitive selling, which is something I told you about the manipulative marketing, which only focus on the awareness piece, only bringing new leads, bringing new leads, bringing new leads. What about nurturing? Because these stellar results demonstrate the power of cultivating community, loyalty, and advocacy through an authentic, heart-led approach that is at the heart of intuitive selling. And in fact, HubSpot data shows that 90% of consumers now value authenticity over pure product promotion when it comes to the brand they support. And the last element that I'd like to mention as this launch overview and standout results is the diversity of this cohort. I have people from diverse background, diverse offerings from product to service to software, from diverse country, diverse belief system that are coming. And that's what I want. I want to impact people that are diverse, and I want my community to keep being inclusive and for them to feel ready and called to work with me. So those are the launch overview and standout results, which I really wanted to show you behind the scene. So no, I didn't had many sign up for the workshop. No, I didn't run any ads. No, I didn't had like a big funnel, you know, the funnel that I call out, which is very reductive. I actually had the cyclical way of selling, which I teach in intuitive selling, where I nurtured those who had already bought from me, those who had potentially already done the course, those who are part of my community. And yes, I have newcomers that are doing this course that are completely new to my work, but I have a lot of people who already know me, trust me, and know the value that I'm giving and value my authenticity. So that's a big launch overview. Now let's go to what worked with intuitive selling in action. What worked? So what specific intuitive selling strategy led to this success? Let me walk through a few key examples. So first of all, the first thing that worked was personal connection. And I share that at the heart of intuitive selling course, I explain about how it all starts with connection. So what do I mean by connection? Basically, rather than cold outreaching to people and having generic email blasting to everyone, you prioritize personal outreach, which is what I did. I had real human conversations with people, potential clients, ideal customer avatar, my dream clients, my soul-aligned clients, to understand their needs and motivations. And I started this way before the time I asked them to buy my course. It is a process that takes time. As I always love to say, is see selling as planting seeds in your garden. It's not the day you plant the seeds that you harvest the fruit. It takes time. And how did I do that? I do that through direct messages, through coffee chat, through phone calls, and engaging with people on a personal level. And that's how then, when we start the course, the people that I have in the course are amazingly aligned, share the same values, even though they are from very diverse businesses, very diverse background. And that's why people absolutely love being part of my community, because they know I curate who is coming into my space. So that's the first element. The second strategies in action that worked during selling intuitive selling, that is an intuitive selling way, is advocacy. I am huge on saying that the funnel approach is out. It is a cyclical way of selling where advocacy is actually everything. So you don't need to ask for advocacy to happen. If it is authentic and heart-led, people will advocate for you without you asking anything. So I'm going to share with you an example of Amanda, who attended my free workshop where I explained intuitive selling and then invited everyone to join my course. And she shared on a big group, which has about 180,000 members, about her own experience. And she said, This morning, I joined a workshop about intuitive selling and it blew my mind. And she shared a bit more about this. And then about a few minutes later, 5, 6 and more people who've been either attending this workshop or being part of the course shared the same thing. I was there and loved it as well. So much value. I was at this workshop and I also loved it. Those are only a few comments that were shared there. Because if you are respecting your consumer, then the trust is there and they're ready to share about it, which is what advocacy is. And authentic word of mouth advocacy is the most powerful thing you can do. Because we know through Edelman's research that 81% of consumers say trust is now a deciding factor in their buying decision. Okay, let me go through a third principle, a third strategy that I teach in intuitive selling and that really worked during that launch is embracing the no. Reframing the no. I embody this core principle of treating every no, N-O, as a new opportunity. Rather than pushing hard for the sell, I respected when the prospect said they couldn't join now because they had other project in. They couldn't join now because they didn't have the funding. Rather than pushing and handling those objections to show them that they actually needed it, I embrace the no. I respect their own timing. Because it is in this way that I know next time when it's the right time, next time when they're ready, they will join this course. Those are the three key principles of intuitive selling that I applied during this launch that worked really well. I applied other principles, of course, but those are the three main ones that I wanted to share with you in this debrief. We're just going to have a short break for Ashley Boston to share her experience being part of intuitive selling, and then we come back and I'll share with you what didn't work. And what lessons have I learned through this launch?
Hi, I'm Ashley Boston. I am a Facebook ad and marketing strategist. I have an online membership that I open the doors to a few times a year. And previously, launches felt really exhausting, draining. By the end of them, I was tired, you know, like following everyone else's structure of sending like 20 emails and making sure that you're showing up daily. That felt really unaligned for me. And when Leticia opened the doors to her intuitive selling course, I jumped at the opportunity to be part of that. So by implementing some of these strategies and creating a framework that really aligned with myself, I had the best launch ever. And I took time for myself outside of that launch. So if you feel like you're not sure how to sell your offers that, you know, don't sound salesy, but I invite you to check out Leticia's intuitive selling course because you will walk away feeling so much more confident in what you are offering, creating a framework that really aligns with your values.
Okay, let's get in the juicy part of this episode now. What didn't work and the lessons learned. Of course, when you launch something, even if you do it through the intuitive selling way, you are experimenting. And as I experiment, and not everything was a home run. We know how currently there is an online course fatigue. People have been burnt by other mentors. People struggle with cash flow. It is not the best time to sell. Yet I had one of my most successful launch with 20 people joining without any ads and all of that, as I shared with you. But there were some strategies that simply didn't move the needle. So for instance, despite all the time and effort and love and intuition and beautiful words written in my email marketing without using broad marketing words, didn't work. And why is that? I think everyone feels their mailbox is crowded. Everyone is receiving so many emails that even if I give them the opportunity, which is the intuitive selling way of doing it, of unsubscribing to those email and not receiving those sales email, people don't necessarily unsubscribe, but they don't necessarily open and read through those email. So this is something to consider around email marketing. And I know email marketing guru, people who are trying to sell you their courses around improving their email marketing will tell you, you need to work on your email marketing is the best way to convert. In my experience around intuitive selling, it's actually not through email marketing that I converted the sales. It was more through conversations, through personal outreach, through beautiful conversation with people that were really needing this course. So that's something that didn't work. Even though we did it, and I learned from the best around email marketing, and I know I write beautiful email, but it didn't convert it. The second thing that didn't really work, and it's a great lesson to learn, is in the advocacy part, I tried this time for the first time for this course to put in place affiliate marketing, which is a great way in advocacy for anyone who is sharing about my course to make some extra dollar. And we're talking a few hundred dollars, so it was not, you know, a cheap affiliate where you get only $20. No, it was a few hundred dollars that they were getting if they get anyone joining through their affiliate link. But in this launch, it fell flat. I felt like I felt on my head, on my face, do you say? Because I, you know, didn't see any conversion. Even though I spent time in cultivating meaningful partnerships and asking people to share and brought all of this into motion ahead of time. So it's something that I need to think through for next time. How can I foster this affiliate marketing? Is it aligned with my audience? Is it something I need to create more of? Or actually, I tried it, didn't work, and maybe I'll try something else. That's where I value a lot experimentation. That's where I'm not saying that everything that didn't work for me is not going to work for you. Maybe your email marketing is working really well. Maybe your affiliate marketing is working really well. So keep doing that. I really want you to listen to this podcast as an invitation to tune in and see what worked and didn't work for me behind the scene, and then tune in and see what worked and don't work for you. In my email marketing, I have seen great open rates, okay click-through rate, but no conversions through email directly. The conversion happened through the DM conversation, the other conversation. With affiliate marketing, I saw a few click-through rate, but I didn't see any conversion. So is it something that I need to work with my people that are doing the affiliate? Is it for them to follow up? Is it for them to do something? Is it for me to do something else? Is it for me to let go of affiliate marketing? I don't know yet, and I will know. Then for the third element that didn't work that well was actually the time spent on reviewing the landing page, but this landing page not actually converting to the level that it used to convert. A lot of people signed up just from the checkout page that I shared with them directly in the conversation we had. They didn't even went through the landing page, which is a new assumption that I have, which is maybe there is a tiredness of people with the online courses and all of that of long form sales page, which I'm right now experimenting with some of my clients within the Goddess straight after this launch within my Goddess Embodiment Sisterhood, which is my mastermind, around developing shorter, sharper sales pages. So that's something to consider. Because in my sales page, I don't use a broad marketing wording. I reuse a beautiful, intuitive, nurturing way. And maybe I can be sharper and shorter. Because what I've noticed is people sign up from the checkout page. Insane, right? When you share the checkout page and people sign up, that's true trust and loyalty and advocacy, hey, in motion. And actually, there is this research done by Harvard Business Review that really shows that brands that are starting to align with customer value see their revenue about 8% higher than their competitors. And that's what I'm noticing for myself because I'm learning and straight away I'm applying. I have this short loop of experimentation, learning, and changing through those real world data, through my intuition, and through the results of this launch. I always do a launch debrief for myself and with my team. And I think it's very important for any of you to do that because there is gold nuggets in each launch debrief. So before we transition to the conclusion, I have shared with you an honest look at the intuitive selling strategies that drove my impressive results for this launch without burning myself out, without running any ads, without employing any bro marketing, salesy, manipulative approach. And that was through personal outreach, a myth-busting education campaign, and the community advocacy, as well as embracing the no. We also looked at the area that didn't work, like my email marketing, my affiliates that didn't quite land, and the key lesson of reviewing maybe sales page. So what are your big takeaway here? Share it with me on Instagram at essential.shift or, you know, DM me, email me, let me know. So in dissecting this launch debrief, we see a clear evidence that embodying intuitive selling works. It worked. It works through this launch, and it's how I've been launching for years since I reclaimed my own intuition and my own way of selling. And when I stepped into Chichingist last year for the first time, everyone loved it. And that's why we have 3 people out of last year rejoining as alumni, and they pay when they join as alumni. So I'm sure I will run this course again. You can sign up for the waitlist and be the first to know. You can DM me if you'd like to access a replay of my free workshop that I run. Because whether you're launching a program right now or products or software, there is power in knowing and stepping into true leadership and showing up in your own way to sell authentically and ethically. I'm deeply grateful for all of you tuning in today and witnessing me sharing this debrief. I hope you enjoyed it. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for tuning into the Essential Shift podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe, leave a review, and even give it a shout out on social media. You can find me at essential.shift on Instagram. Until next episode, blessed be.